Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Take a deep breath, hand over your heart, feet grounded. And let's say it together. I know who I play for. Here's the truth. So many of us have been conditioned to believe that if we want more money, it has to come from struggle, from pushing harder, from grinding longer. But there's a higher law at work, the law of non-resistance, that says money can flow with ease when you stop fighting reality, stop forcing what isn't working, and open your hands to receive what's already lined up for you. And I learned this in one of the most unexpected, humbling, and powerful seasons of my life. Matthew 6, 26 and 27 says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns. And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" The scripture reminds us that our provision is not secured by worry or strain, but by trust in divine order. Years ago, I owned a home health company. On paper, it was thriving. We gave the best care, period. We had staffing figured out with innovative bonuses and perks. My employees loved working there, and I took pride in the quality that we delivered. But behind the scenes, it was exhausting. On one side, I had the regulation office breathing down my neck. No matter how compliant we were, it felt like I had a target on my back I couldn't shake. Every inspection, every notice, every random review, it was as if they were looking for something, anything to tear us down. And on the other side, the third-party payers could drag out payments for weeks, even months. And when you're running a business where payroll, rent, bills don't wait, the gap is stressful in ways most people never see. And here's the thing. Even as I started getting other opportunities, things that were so much easier, like speaking engagements that paid me as much in a day as I profited in an entire month with the agency, I wouldn't let it go. I told myself, my employees depend on me. This is my responsibility. If I just push a little harder, it will get easier. But it never did. I justified holding on because I didn't want to feel like I was letting anyone down. I had poured so much of myself into that business. I didn't want to admit that maybe that season had ended. Eventually, I had to face it. The very thing I was clinging to out of loyalty was the same thing keeping me from the ease I was craving. So I made the decision to close. And then I collapsed. For 3 weeks, I laid on my daughter's couch, feeling sorry for myself. No big plan, no strategy, just grief. But when I finally got up, I had replaced my entire income, 30 days. And most of that time, I had been horizontal on my daughter's couch. It didn't come through hustle. It didn't come from chasing. It came because I stopped resisting what was. I let go of something that had run its course. I made space for something better to flow in. The scripture that comes to mind is Matthew 6:26-27. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? When I read that, I'm reminded that the kingdom of God does not operate through force. The birds don't resist the seasons. They don't cling to the last year's nest because they put so much time into building it. They release what served its purpose and move with the flow of creation. But we, with all our intelligence, we'll hold on to something that's draining the life out of us because we think letting go means failure. In my home health company days, I was working against the natural flow. The signs were everywhere, from the relentless regulatory pressure to the delayed payments. But I refused to listen because I thought, if I just push harder, I can make this work. What I didn't realize was that my attachment was the resistance. I was clinging to my own version of storing away in barns, thinking I had to hold on to survive. But Jesus reminds us here, the same God who feeds the birds, who clothes the lilies, who cycles the seasons without them lifting a finger, is the same God who cares for us. The day I let go, I stepped into that truth. And the moment I released the fight, provision came in easier than I had imagined. In metaphysics, the law of non-resistance teaches that whatever you push against, you actually give more energy to. And whatever you allow to flow, you neutralize. Resistance doesn't just mean fighting against something you don't like. Sometimes resistance looks like holding on to something that's already run its course. It's clinging, it's gripping, it's staying in a situation because you're afraid of what will happen if you let go. Neville Goddard often said, "You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve flow and fear at the same time. You cannot serve expansion while gripping the familiar." When I was running my home health company, I told myself I was being loyal, responsible, committed. But underneath that was fear. Fear of what would happen if I let go. Fear of who I'd be without that identity. Fear of not knowing what would come next. That's what resistance really is. It's fear disguised as control. Florence Scovel Shinn taught that when you stop fighting, the obstacles melt away as wax before fire. And that's exactly what happened. When I released the fight, when I stopped trying to force my way through red tape and delayed payments, the money I thought I had to grind for showed up with ease. Here's the shift. Non-resistance isn't about giving up. It's about giving in to the higher flow. It's saying, I trust that my good is already seeking me. I don't strain to get it. Reverend Ike said it perfectly. You have to work your mind as well as work your behind. I had mastered working my behind, the grind, the hustle, the stubborn persistence. But I hadn't yet mastered working my mind, expanding my beliefs to include the possibility that money could come without struggle. When I did, I realized that ease is not the absence of effort. Ease is the absence of resistance. Now, before you dive into these prompts, let's take a deep breath. A deep breath in and let it out. Hand over your heart, feet grounded. Let your body settle into stillness. This is not just about thinking. It's about noticing. Allow whatever comes up to come up. No judgment, no editing. So let's get started. Number one, where am I still holding on to something that's run its course? This could be a business, a client, a project, a relationship, or even a habit that no longer serves you. Number two, if I let go of this, what am I afraid will happen? Write down the fears, even if they seem irrational. Number three, what evidence do I have that ease is possible? Think of the times when money, opportunities, or support flowed to you without struggle. Number four, how do I justify the hard way? Sometimes we glorify the struggle because we think it makes us worthy. Be honest with yourself here. Number five, what would it look like to release resistance in this area? Imagine what you could create, who you could be, and how you could feel if you stop fighting and start flowing. Number six, if I fully trusted that my good was seeking me, what would I do differently today? Now, let's move into the affirmations and guided visualization. This one is called Floating into Overflow. Before we begin, prepare yourself to receive. Take a deep, slow breath in and let it out gently. Again, in and out. And one more time. In and out. Feel your body soften. Release the tension in your shoulders, your jaw, and your chest. Imagine you are sinking into soft, supportive current. It's carrying you effortlessly, and you don't have a paddle. Now repeat each affirmation after me, either loud or in your mind. I release the need to struggle. I trust the flow of life to carry me to my good. Money comes to me with ease, grace, and perfect timing. I am open to receiving without resistance. Every door that closes is a divine redirect to something better. I am worthy of abundance that feels good. I know who I play for, and I'm supported in all ways. With your eyes closed, imagine standing at the edge of a calm, clear river. You can hear the gentle rush of water, see sunlight dancing on the surface. In your hands, you're holding a heavy bundle. All the struggle, all the fight, all the belief that money has to be hard. You've carried it for years, and it's worn you down. Now, see yourself placing that bundle gently into the water. It begins to float away, carried downstream by the current. You watch it grow smaller and smaller until it disappears completely. Now, imagine stepping into the river. The water is warm, supportive, and alive with possibility. It carries you effortlessly without needing to control it. As you float, you see opportunities gliding toward you, a check, a client, an idea, a partner, all arriving without you chasing them. You simply open your hands and they flow to you. Breathe into that feeling. Ease, support, and provision without strain. Let it soak into every cell of your body. When you're ready, open your eyes, knowing you can return to this river anytime you feel yourself gripping again. Today, we talked about one of the hardest and most freeing shifts you can make in your relationship with money, letting it be easy. I shared how I held onto my home health business far longer than I should have because I thought loyalty and hard work were enough, even when the joy was gone and the flow had dried up. But the moment I released what was heavy and stopped fighting, provision found me. In just 30 days, I replaced my income, and most of that lying on my daughter's couch. The law of non-resistance teaches us that our good is always trying to reach us. But if we were fighting, gripping, or clinging to what's not working, we block the flow. When you let go, you let in. So this week, I invite you to notice where you're still fighting and practice floating into overflow. Because ease is not luxury. It's a spiritual strategy. Remember, always and always, I know who I play for. Until the next time, be happy, be whole, be healthy, and most importantly, be rich in peace, rich in purpose, and rich in overflow. I'll see you soon. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.